Thank you for calling customer service. This is Lucy. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm calling to cancel a subscription that has to do with the USPS survey that I took. And suddenly I was asked to pick a reward, and then I was told that there was I would be billed for a subscription starting at $39.95. I'm like, no. Okay, you know.
Yes, so, ma'am.
Provided this number to cancel.
Yes, ma'am. May I have your zip code?
32615.
Give me just a second, ma'am. I do apologize. I'm having a little bit of problems locating an account for you.
Okay.
It was 32615, right?
32615. Mm-hmm.
And what is your first and last name again, ma'am?
It's Sherry, Sherry. Last name Scott, Scott.
Give me one more second, ma'am. I do apologize
mm-hmm.
For the wait. All right, ma'am. I'm still having problems looking up your account with your name and your zip code. May I have your phone number?
352-235-6047.
Yes, ma'am, and as a last resort, after trying to find your account, may I have the last four of your card?
No, there was no credit card involved in it.
Yes, ma'am, so you haven't already submitted an account and you weren't already charged?
Are you asking me?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I didn't submitted account. I didn't join anything. This was something from a survey from the Postal Service.
Yes,
and,
ma'am. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I took the survey, and then it said, which I should have known better, to select a reward for taking the survey. And that's all I had to do with it.
Yes, ma'am. Have you already been charged at $39.85?
I hope not. Let's see. I mean, I don't know how I could have been, but I will check the only account I use. Doesn't appear as though I have.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I do apologize, but for my coughing. But until you receive that charge, there's nothing I can do about it because you haven't already submitted. So therefore, you won't be charged anyways.
But how would they charge me if they have nothing to charge to?
Yes, ma'am, that's what I'm saying. If you haven't already submitted a card and got charged, there's no account, so therefore you won't be set up for any subscriptions or anything, so there's nothing to cancel.
Okay. Well, is there a, I guess, a number or a contact number that I can document my reporting it to you?
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second.
Okay. And can I get your first name?
It's Lucy, L-U-C-Y.
Lucy. Uh-huh. Okay.
The number that I have is 855-427-7964.
That's a telephone number?
Yes, ma'am.
But there's not an incident number, or are you associated with US, with the United Postal Service?
No, ma'am. I'm a third-party call center that handles various online vendors that have various online products, and we handle their customer service for them.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling this is going to be a nightmare. Let's see.
No, ma'am. Because if you actually do get charged, you can feel free to call this number back, and we can go ahead and get it canceled out for you. But since you have not submitted anything to get a charge, go ahead, ma'am. I do apologize. I didn't mean
to. Yeah, no. That's not, no, you didn't. I cut you off. And I appreciate the information.
Yes, ma'am. If you do receive a charge, though, do call us back immediately so we can go ahead and get you canceled out and voided so you won't receive any more charges and you can get your money back.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you, Lucy. Have a good day.
You too, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you?
That's it. Hopefully I won't get a charge.
Yes.
I don't know where it would be, but I didn't give them a credit card number, so maybe I'll luck out.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.